This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Planet Fitness, that discount gym chain with the judgment-free zone and the Pizza Mondays, is going public today. SoulCycle also recently filed for IPO because fitness is hot. More than 63 million Americans went to the gym last year. Health club revenue topped $24 billion. But an interesting pattern is emerging around where people spend their money to get fit. Gigi Duban has this story.
At Orange Theory Fitness near Birmingham, Alabama, on a recent morning, 10 people are spending an hour doing high-intensity interval training. They do squats, get on the rowing machines, they do crunches, then get on the treadmills. All the while, heart rate and other stats are constantly flashing on TVs overhead. Jill Graham works out there 4 days a week.
It's a killer workout. Yesterday was every day. I think, oh, this will be an easy one, and they're always. It's an hour of torture, but good torture.
Graham pays $129 for membership. Between her and her husband, they spend almost $250 a month on fitness.
Like for us, it motivates me to come because it's an expense. I do this, my husband does CrossFit, so I have to make the money count.
CrossFit is another boutique fitness program that's in right now. So are specialty studios like boxing and bar.
That's where most of the industry growth is these days.
Meredith Poplar is VP of Industry Growth with the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association. She says at the same time, low-cost gyms like $10 a month Planet Fitness, where you have basic cardio equipment and weights, are also doing well. And the big all-in-one gym that's been around for years?
It is getting squeezed. There are still plenty of clubs in the middle, and those clubs are doing very well. You're just not seeing new growth in those areas.
Sandy Todd Webster, editor-in-chief for Idea Health and Fitness Association, says now bigger gym chains want to get in on that growth.
They're bringing the boutique idea back to what they're doing.
So she says you might see a small, dedicated yoga studio in a big box gym with specialty lighting and top instructors. But it'll cost you extra on top of your membership. The pricing, she says, is usually a la carte. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.